Also here with us this week, looking at the news, is science writer Mark Peplow. And you've been sniffing or taking the air in Beijing, Mark.
Yeah, that's right. Have you ever been to Beijing, Chris?
I have. I went in 1999, and I was gobsmacked by the amount of traffic and the number of bicycles on the road. But I've got a very nice picture of myself at the Emperor's Summer Palace looking across the lake to the mountains, the artificial mountains they built for him in the background, and you can see them very clearly. At the time of the Olympics, someone posted a near identical picture on the internet, and that view that I had in 1999 was completely obscured, and they said, that's down to pollution.
It is. Beijing has a huge air pollution problem, mostly from the tiny particles that are generated from burning coal and the number of cars on the road as well. So that's a known public health problem, but there's a lot less known about the impact or even the identity of the microbes that are also drifting through that brown haze in these particular smogs that you get. So Chinese researchers have now used genome sequencing to sample the air, and they've identified about 1,300 different bacteria that were floating around in a particularly soupy smog back in January last year.
Okay, but how does that compare with if I just took some London air or some, heaven forbid, Cambridge air on a day like today and do a similar genome analysis? Because just because they're there doesn't mean that they're either pathological or that they're there in a threshold amount that can do damage.
You're absolutely right. We live in a sort of microbial soup all the time. And researchers have done sort of similar genome surveys. It's called metagenomics, genome surveys of air in the New York subway and in Milan, for example. But previously, we haven't really had the technical ability to drill down to identify particular species. What you tend to be able to do is to identify sort of the presence of members of a broad family of bacteria. But of course, the pathogenicity of different members of that family varies quite a lot. Now, what they've done here in Beijing is actually drill down and identify individual types of bacteria, species of bacteria. And most of them are benign. But a few of them are responsible for allergies and respiratory diseases in humans. Streptococcus pneumonia, for example, was in there, and Aspergillus fumigatus, which is a fungal allergen. Importantly, what they found was that the amount of DNA from these species actually increased 2 to 4 times on the smoggiest days. So there's this hypothesis now that on the smoggiest days, you're not only getting exposure to more particles, but potentially more exposure to pathogens and allergens.
Of course, people have in the past related bad air days to bad allergy, bad respiratory and bad heart attack days.
Yeah.
And there's a very strong connection. And previously people have implicated nanoparticles in the air from engines and things. So do you think the bugs are possibly playing a role as well?
Well, when I was writing this story this week, I spoke to one researcher in Milan, actually, who said that there's this growing sense, actually, that bacteria are playing a really important role in these adverse health effects of airborne particles. And there's this growing sense that perhaps bacteria are one of the key factors in causing health problems.
So, Kat, hold your breath when you get back on the underground on the way back.
Absolutely. As someone with asthma, I'm always interested in these kind of stories. My husband went to Beijing and he said, you must never go there. It's terrible. Anyway,